Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
B. Mitch and Finley, high noon on the East Coast. We're live in Philly and being joined now, in progress, WIP in Philadelphia.
All right, let's go down to 106.7 The Fan. Our friends down there, Brian Mitchell, J.P. Finley, joining us right now to talk some Eagles, Commanders. Brian, J.P., how we doing today?
B. Mitch.
We're good, man. How
y'all doing? Great,
what's up,
man?
You? What's up?
How you doing, man? Hey, B. Mitch, hey, I got to ask right out the gate, man. Do you feel in a game like this, I know you're a Commodore, but are you a little torn, man, when it comes
to damn Commodore's a commander, man.
I know they gave you the nice varsity jacket when they broke it out and everything, but are you torn between the Commodores and the Eagles, man?
I'm not necessarily torn, man. I have love for both teams, but you know what? I pull for the Commanders. I work with them. You know, I'm there 24/7. It's kind of hard to not pull for the team that you're working for. Put money in your pocket.
Yeah, they put that. You know that bread is butter. No question about that.
Oh yeah, but like the question I would ask y'all. I know in previous years you were not concerned about Washington coming in.
No, I'm gonna tell you. Be honest with you. I wasn't concerned. I wasn't concerned about you in this year until Joe kept telling me. He's like, "Hey, man. The Commodores, they look like they're going to be all right." He said they look like they're going to be all right. I'm like, man, no, they're not.
They laughed at me, guys.
No, I laughed because I'm like, they got a rookie quarterback. But now, hey, B. Mitch, now I'm looking
Hold on now.
He looked bona fide.
Joe, he's yapping. Now, last year he was scared as hell when the Commanders came up and played. And this is a better team than it was last year.
What are you doing, Hugh? You were scared of the Sam Howell team?
I don't know what he's talking about.
That team stunk.
I don't know what B-Man's talking about,
man. No, I believe
B-Man.
All right, so let me ask you guys. So in the summer, I had you guys on my radar because it felt to me like it had some elements of last year's Texans. Rookie quarterback, new coach, some vets you guys brought in. So I thought you guys could be pretty good. Now you're better than I even thought. But when did it hit you? Did you guys realize you had something in September? Was it in training? Like, when did you realize, like, oh, wow, they might be good now?
Well, I felt Jaden was showing a lot. But still, I'm the type of guy, JP will tell you, that I'm always like, well, you got to show me a little more. But after the fourth game, I was like, okay, this dude's special.
For me, I mean, we learned a lot about Jaden just kind of through training camp, watching him.
Yeah.
And you really notice, damn, this kid does not turn the ball over. And I've seen enough rookie and young and bad quarterbacks, you know, covering this burgundy and gold team over the years, that what always happens with rookies and young guys is they turn it over, even in camp, right?
Yeah.
And so you notice, like, wow, this kid really doesn't do that. And then to me, where you realize they might really have something was the week 3 Monday nighter in Cincinnati.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he made that throw late in that game to McLaurin in the corner in the end zone, you're like, damn, this kid is legit. When did you guys think Washington might have something?
That was the one, right, Hugh, when they went down and they beat the Bengals and he threw that pretty pass to McLaurin back in the end zone. That was like, whoo. Yeah.
No, you know what it was for me? It's like, because I haven't really seen too many full games. It's like in the small sampling sizes. Like, he gets the ball out of his hands quick. And that's the first thing that I said to Joe. I'm like, damn, he get the ball out quick. Like, he's not indecisive where he wants to go with the football. And when it almost looked to me, B-Mitch, like when he reads the field, he reads it quickly. He processes the information quickly, and the ball is gone. And as a defender, I'm looking like, damn, he doesn't look like a rookie. He's getting that ball out of his hands quick.
Yeah, that's called virtual reality.
I heard that. Yep. He like virtually plays the games in a headset or something.
Yeah,
he started doing it in college. Last year at LSU en route to the Heisman Trophy, where he was just incredible and has continued to do it. I think you also got to credit Cliff Kingsbury, the play caller, and I think they built a really friendly system for him. But, dude, another guy that, frankly, I think Sirianni scapegoated him.
No, you better not say it. Don't you get on this radio station.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Don't be trying to give nobody their flowers and we just
you guys try to run Brian Johnson out of town, and I think he is absolutely helping. He is absolutely helping with Jaden Daniels. And if you look at his track record with young quarterbacks, it speaks for itself, and I think he's a big factor in this.
So what you saying?
Is this the Brian Johnson revenge game tonight? Is that what you're setting up on us?
Wait a minute. What you saying about our quarterback, though? What you saying about the quarterback up here? Because that's
he's a great player. I'm not saying anything about Jalen. I'm saying Sirianni tried to scapegoat Brian Johnson for last year's problems. That's what I'm saying.
So you say Sirianni is the problem. Okay.
Well, hell, y'all thought so just a couple of weeks ago.
I think that, too, yeah.
Hey, B. Mitch. He had a Britney Spears moment, but hey, you know just as well as I do, B. Mitch. Hey, if it works and if it gets the team winning, then hell, why not? Why not? You got to cut your hair off and act the damn fool and put your hands on some fans in order to win some football games.
No, let's not do that. Let's not go
then,
there.
Devin, I'm okay with that.
Hey, well, you know, if he mess with the fans up here, he may not win that one.
Yeah, they kind of.
Well, that's true.
So I think somebody called him into the office and said, "Yo, don't do that anymore."
No, oh, that definitely. Exactly, oh, he definitely got called into the office. See,
that was an uncomfortable. We're crossing over with the guys down at 106.7 The Fan in D.C. Brian Mitchell, JP Finley. All right, guys, we've had fun for minutes. Can we serious now?
Like, are we going to be serious now?
Well, yeah. I just want to know, like, is the cute story over tonight? Like, this is cute, right?
Oh, you mean the cute story? Yeah. The Commodores.
Like, this isn't real, right? Like, you guys.
So now we're being serious.
I believe it's real.
3.5 points. Underdogs, like this is the night the Commander season goes back to reality,
back
right?
To life, huh?
No, it turns into the pumpkin.
Yeah, the real NFC East champion emerges tonight, right?
Well, I think we're going to find out. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I look at this team when they play; they are far more together than I ever thought they would be. And if anybody on that team is thinking the same thing you all are thinking, then for a rude awakening.
Well, and I'd also add, of this Eagles 5-game win streak, which is impressive. I mean, it stands on its own, but it's not exactly murderer's row in that 5-game win streak.
I could tell in your voice you was about to give us a backhanded compliment.
Yep.
You guys still haven't played the Ravens and the Steelers, which are two of Washington's losses.
Yeah.
So, and what I'm fascinated by, and I'm asking this sincerely, the first four games where everything was tenuous and people wanted to run Sirianni out of town, Eagles are turning the ball over like crazy. The turnovers have settled down, but in the last 2 weeks, they're back. I know that those have been wins, but what is up with Philly kind of giving the ball away a little bit?
Well, it's been the Hurts issue. I mean, it's really been him. I mean, I know they had the fumble 2 weeks ago that you're referencing against Jacksonville. Saquon, it was a weird play. It was almost like he was down, but they didn't rule him down, and he just popped out. It's been Jalen. I mean, Jalen Hurts has had way too many turnovers this year. In fact, you go back to week one in Brazil, he threw the ball to the Packers probably four or five times. They caught two of them. So it could even be worse. But, yeah, Hugh, it's been much better with Jalen.
Yeah.
Last week he had two, but he had a month where he didn't have any. It seems like it's hot or cold. Like, guys, it wouldn't shock me tonight if he's perfect, clean, no turnovers. It also wouldn't shock me if he throws a pass right at a Commander and it's a matter of if they catch it or not.
Yeah, and I will say this. He has made a conscious effort to try to protect the ball a lot more. But a lot of times when you look at most of those turnovers, it came when he was trying to force the ball somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think when you look at the way he's been running and the fact that Saquon's been running so well, he hasn't had those moments where he has to force the ball into anywhere, and that's probably been to his benefit.
We talked about it a little bit last year. I remember when they played here. Was Jalen hurt last year? Because this year he's a different quarterback. Last year he refused to run the ball.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Because we were trying to figure that out. Because there was a stretch where he just looked slower. And then it came out. I forgot. Was it his knee or something?
Yeah,
it was something he was dealing with last year.
I think they framed it as a bone bruise in his knee. But Jalen hates to be on the injury report, guys. So I think they try to downplay things. I mean, last week they had him out for last Wednesday for rest, and then on Friday the coach kind of slipped and said he had a sore ankle. So there's always something it feels like with Jalen, but he plays through almost everything. But Brian, he didn't look right last year running the football. You could tell something was bothering him. He looks much faster this year.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
From a straight talent perspective, this Philly team is loaded. Like, Brian and I were doing kind of our preview of tonight's game, and there's I don't know that – it's probably premature to say this now. I don't know that there's a lot of positions where you point to Washington being better than Philly from a straight-up talent perspective. I wonder if maybe down the road you could say quarterback. But, I mean, for you guys, as people that live, breathe Eagles, is this the most talented iteration of this team in years? I mean, adding Saquon to that offense is pretty bananas.
It is. Yeah. I would say it's night and day better than last year. Like, they're just way more talented. Now, 2 years ago, they made the Super Bowl. They were really talented. But, guys, what's different is they on defense, they were a little bit older. It was kind of like one-year, two-year guys, and you could tell it was going to flip over. This defense is young now. I mean, guys, I think we're going to have these Eagles-Commanders big games that we might be doing these crossovers for a few years now, because the Eagles aren't going to go anywhere. I think you guys are set up now with a young quarterback and Quinn and Kingsbury if he stays. The Cowboys look like crap. The Giants are lost in the wilderness. So
Cowboys are crap.
They are terrible. They're terrible.
You're not going to get an argument
over here. Hugh, what's interesting about this team is they are talented. And, Hugh, I think the Eagles are set up for a while. I mean, these two young corners you're going to see tonight, one of which I believe you helped us get right in the draft with DeJean with the trade in the second round, these guys are really good. I mean, Quinyon Mitchell locks everyone down, and DeJean is
Look at the last name. What'd you expect?
Well, that's true.
We got another Creole. Yeah, Creole. I cocked it.
Now, this is a very talented Eagles team.
No, there's no question
about that. The linebackers are loaded, right? The Dean and Bon?
Yeah, Bon. You know what's funny? I mean, I know you know this, but he was a special teams player last year. Now he's an off-the-ball linebacker, and he's balling out there, man. We're going to have to figure out, because we, up here for whatever reason, there has been speculation, I should say, that we don't value linebackers.
Yeah, I think it's more reality.
Well, yeah, I do.
It goes back to 2000.
Yeah, since we're talking to Commanders, I didn't want to put family business too far out there. But, yeah, it's been speculation. It's been speculation that we don't value the linebackers. But still, he's been balling, no question about that. I have a question for you guys. What is the overall – even I know you guys are winning right now, but what is the overall feeling about Dan Quinn and how he's been able to transform this team so far?
I don't think anybody's complaining about not getting Ben Johnson anymore. I think they, you know, I talked with Adam Peters earlier this year, right, at the Super Bowl, and he was saying that all these coaches on this staff, and they have a loaded staff, they came because of Dan, not anything else anybody else put out. So a lot of times people look for the young, sexy thing. You got a guy, you got to find a motivator, you know. And right now in this day and age, you know it, Hugh, coaches don't have to be completely hands-on. You can get the right – they have to be more of like these CEOs where they oversee things. Mm-hmm. And Dan has done his motivational thing, got the right people in the right positions, and let them do their jobs, just like Big Red did.
Well, he's done – I mean, when they – it's funny you brought up the Ben Johnson thing, because I thought that was the perfect fit, and then obviously he turned them down, and I was like, oh, you know, they're screwed. But it's worked out. So, guys, besides –
That's the story they put out. He probably was turned down before he put that message out there.
You're probably right about that. Maybe not. So guys,
JP wanted Ben Johnson. I wanted Dan Quinn.
All right, well, you're looking good right now.
I think DQ's done a great job. I think DQ has the team completely bought in. All I'm saying is they were on a flight to Detroit when he said, I'm not taking the meeting.
Yeah, so, because he already told me he wasn't going to get the amount of money he thought he was going to get.
That's a different matter.
There we go.
To suggest they weren't interested or something.
No, they were interested, but, you know, interested.
But it also doesn't matter.
He priced himself out of it.
Dude,
again, that's stupid. If you want to be a head coach, be a head coach.
I don't think he wants to. Seriously.
He might be
scared. There's stories out there now that maybe he's going to, you know, wait again. And he might not want to be. All right, guys, let me ask you this. We all see the Jaden Daniels thing.
Yes.
And obviously Dan Quinn is a motivator. And, you know, he's been head coach before. He's been the Super Bowl. I'm not surprised he's doing a good job. What else? Like, why has the turnaround happened so fast? Like, when I'm watching the game tonight, what am I looking for? Where else are they good? Or is this really just the quarterback carrying things?
Well, I think the quarterback is good. All right? He's proven what he is. And I think other people who they added onto this team has come in on the defensive side. They got more leadership. The offensive line is far better than what anybody thought.
Tyler Biadasz, you know, is the center they got from
Badass
Dallas.
In the middle. That's what we call him, Badass. He's special.
He's changed a lot offensively.
Yeah.
The new ownership group really got their hands around the organization this offseason because they bought last year a week before camp opened and everything was kind of just a scramble drill. Like, the entire organization has changed so dramatically that kind of being there every day, you see it, you see the impact every day. But specifically on the field, I think just about every free agent move, and it's a ton of one-year deals for veterans, has hit. By Adam Peters.
Yeah.
You look at Dante Fowler, who's kind of a journeyman that's bounced around. He's got 8.5 sacks. He's top 5 in the NFL in sacks. He's been really good for them. Bobby Wagner, veteran, going to the Hall of Fame someday, but didn't have a really robust free agent market, has been fantastic for them. Players to watch tonight on the defensive side of the ball. Frankie Louvu was a free agent they signed from Carolina. He's a pass-rushing linebacker, but kind of does it all. This kid, Jeremy Chinn, if you go back to 2020, Jeremy Chinn was runner-up defensive rookie of the year. For his size, to have the speed he has, and he's kind of a box safety, he makes plays. Last week he had a pick, was in on a forced fumble. Chinn is all over the place. So their defense last year was dead last in everything. Yards allowed, points allowed, everything. They're not a killer group right now, but they're now in the top 15 of just about everything. And I think a lot of that is better coaching and then bringing in some of these veteran free agents. The worry that Brian and I both have tonight, you guys saw they just traded for Marshawn Lattimore from the Saints. They need help on the edges at corner. Lattimore's not going to go tonight. AJ Brown has killed Washington since he's landed in Philly.
Yeah.
I worry about that matchup tonight.
Oh, he kills everyone. He's a great player. So what's the expectation with you guys then? Because our callers today, our audience, expects a win. Most people here are very confident. I have some nerves because I'm usually just a nervous guy. Hugh's confident. Like, is the Commander fan confident tonight, or is it almost like a hope that they could do something like this, come up here and win on a short week?
Most fans are confident. And I think when you get Brian Robinson in the fold, they are very confident.
He's a difference maker, and they haven't had him for two games, and their time of possession and third down efficiency has really suffered as a result. Having him back tonight makes an impact. I think most Commanders fans are excited if they're not confident, if that makes sense. There's an entirely different feeling in Washington, and at its core is Jaden Daniels and the no fading Jaden movement.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's going to be fun. Listen, this was fun to have you guys on. Something tells me we're going to do this again because I think Eagles Commanders is going to be a thing now in the NFCs. It's remarkable. We haven't had both teams finish with a winning record since the 90s in the same season. That feels like it's about to change and change for a while. Guys, appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy the rest of your show, and we'll catch up. I think that game in December is going to decide a lot, so maybe we'll talk then. Thank you, guys.
I think that's going right, to be good, man. Too. So
have a good one.
Another prime time.
All right, Hugh.
That's
right,
a good guess. All right, there we go. There they go. J.P. Finley and Brian Mitchell, 106.7 The Fan, down in D.C.
We're still here. We're coming right back after this.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.